name.
Whoa.
And I was driving. We went to go get smokes at Wawa, and it was like 4 a.m. And I'm like, right now, you're going to have to drive. And I could just see the look on his face. He's like, yes. And I could see him driving. He's like, I'm driving a fucking Lamborghini right now. Oh, he was so happy.
Which one did you take?
See, I forget because I always drive it, so it's just like normal to me. I guess that sounds kind of dickheadish, but this kid was having a blast. And I was just like stoked to see somebody like so happy to drive.
I thought they were the Haunted.
No.
That whole time. I'm like, cool, the Haunted.
Dude, you missed it.
Now it's not so cool.
Why didn't you come?
Because I was at Brianna's baby's first birthday party.
Oh. First birthday party? He's never going to remember it.
It was a rager.
After I know.
We that kid ain't even going to remember it.
I know.
We were dancing on the tables.
He's
been one already. When people like cancel on you for like because they have to go to a christening or something like that, I'm like, dude, the baby is not going to remember. Just send the parents a check for when the kid's five. They can take him to Toys R Us.
You missed the Haunted and you missed the Agonist all for a baby that will never remember it anyway.
But I wasn't there just for Ryder. I was there for Brianna. She's my best friend.
Yeah, but you were there for a while.
I know. I was having a fucking blast.
Oh, like, what did you do?
Did you get loaded?
Yeah. Did you?
I drank some wine. And
well, did you get loaded? Because you never do it with me.
I drank some wine, and I ended up dancing on the tables with Skylar all night. All
right.
That's a lot of wine.
Skylar is my 7-year-old friend.
Oh, answer the question.
Yeah.
Did you get loaded? It.
Buzzed.
Dude, you're... fucking mad.
You're gonna fire her too?
I only get buzzed.
I can only fire one person a day, and Chad was threatening to get fired, but I can't do it.
Wait, all she did was have a good time. Had a good time.
Yeah,
but
he never wants me to have a good time. He wants me to take
bullshit.
Care of him instead.
I want you to have a good time with me, you only have like a beer, and then there's like half left at when we go to the note. You never you always drink like a half of one, and then this time you go have a bunch of wine, and then you start dancing on tables.
Yeah,
this is muffed up.
No, there's a perfectly good reason. Do you want me to explain it?
Yes.
It's because when you and I are out together, I feel responsible for you, and you're so out of control that I need to be in control of the situation, or we're gonna die, or get arrested, or something terrible. So when you're not when you're not there, and I'm with my girlfriends, I can let loose.
That's
and
blasphemy.
Just, well, and just have a good time.
If you don't mind my little stupid 2 cents.
No, I'd love it.
Maybe, perhaps, you are a bit too much of a fatalist when you and Bam go out. And Bam, tell the truth. Are you a bit jealous when Missy goes out and has fun when you're not around? Does that make you a little bit jealous? Tell the truth.
Only when we get into a fight and then she has to go out with her friends and act like she has a good time and then she takes all these, like, nice looking photos of them like having all this fun.
Are you talking about the Coldplay concert?
Yes, I'm talking about the fucking Coldplay fucking concert.
I didn't pretend to have a good time. That was a really good time.
Ugh.
Now let me ask you this. Is alcohol always involved in your good times?
No, not for me. I barely even like to drink.
Bam, because I noticed when you were saying a good time, the alcohol, the equation alcohol versus good time always came into it.
Well, I'll tell you why, because I can't go out to a bar and then have all these strangers talk to me about fucking nonsense and be sober. Because I'm like, I want to leave. I got to leave. I can't. Yeah, exactly.
And it's your bar.
If I sip on a beer, then I'm fine.
Right.
Is that muffed up?
That's a good point. No, that is. That's
but if I'm sober, I'm like, you're so annoying. This sucks. And I want to leave. But I did want to see the Riverboat Gamblers. And then I had to fucking. I ate this lobster fucking ravioli with cream in it at Tekka, and it was pretty okay, but then I went like minutes before Riverboat Gamblers go on, my stomach was just like and I was like, oh fuck, and now I'm thinking, I'm like, alright, that bathroom is off limits, upstairs is definitely off limits, cause people could, I could go in that one, but as soon as I'm like, I can't do this, and then Missy's like, well, what about Drew, tattoo shop 2 doors up, I'm like, good point, where is he? So he's talking to somebody, I'm like, Drew, do you have the keys to the tattoo shop? He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, we need to go there right now. He's like, okay, well, why? I'm like, I gotta take a minging ass liquid ass shit, and it needs to happen right now, and like, we need to run. So he's like, okay, so we bolt up there. He's like, I'm gonna put on some music so I don't have to hear it. Man, I shut the door instantly. Fucking horrible.
At least you made it. At least you made it to the bathroom.
And I'm here with Zach right now, and he was in Where were you, Saudi Arabia? No, Iraq.
No, it was, yeah.
He was in the Marines. And we were just talking about shit stories, and this one is pretty fucking fabulous.
Keep in mind, like, it's really fucking hot in the desert. So, yeah, of course. But it, on your uniform, you have to wear, like, a T-shirt underneath of your uniform. So when it's that hot, one of the tricks that everybody does is you cut the T-shirt in half so it's more like a bra. So it looks like you're wearing a T-shirt, but it helps keep you cool. And so
you have a belly shirt.
You have a belly shirt on, but you can't see it unless you take your
shirt
off.
Dude, that's Madea Matt Cole 80s right there.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool fad. But so I was fucking around with a couple of my buddies and thought I would light a fart on fire. And it's like MREs don't mix well, so it's like liquid shit, and I shit myself.
And how many people saw it?
Oh, dude, it was, well, like, when it first happened, nobody really knew, and then it was, like, going down the back of my leg into the top of my boots.
Ew, man.
Yeah, it was bad. So, like, I took my shirt off. I don't even know why I shouldn't have taken my shirt off, but I took my shirt off, so I'm wearing, like, a belly T-shirt. And then I took my pants off because I had shit all over me. And so I'm wearing, like, combat boots and a belly T-shirt, and I go outside to walk across the way to the latrine. There's like,
now how many people are watching this?
Oh, there's like 40 or 50 people walking around.
Are they dying?
Yeah, of course. Zach shit himself. Take a look.
Okay, were you like playing the embarrassed role, or were you just trying to laugh it off?
You don't really give a fuck, because you're with these people for so long, and you all become tight. So it's like, I wasn't really embarrassed about them, but.
That's tight enough to see liquid shit drip through your ass?
Yeah, totally.
Dude, what I want to know is, everyone around you who watch you try and force the fire and splatter the batter, or however you want to fucking say, what did they do when they saw all this liquid shit just pour out in place where a fart should have been?
Oh, dude, they fell out of the seat.
I would love to have been there, man. Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, they fell out of their seat. But, like, I got caught before I got to the showers. I got, like, there's a, you know.
What, is that illegal? What do you mean he got caught?
You have a commanding officer. And, like,
what did the commander say when you were painting the town brown?
Dude, it comes out, like, whenever somebody that's a higher rank comes around, they call attention. And everybody has
was
to
he mad?
Send that attention. So I got caught halfway between the tent where I shit myself and where the showers were. And they call attention. So I'm standing there with, like, my dick swinging in the wind and shit down the back of my leg. And I'm wearing a belly T-shirt and boots.
Oh, dude, that's muff.
Did they ask you to explain yourself?
Oh, my God, dude. He like, made a beeline right for me, man. He's got all these people in uniform that are looking the way they're supposed to. And then there's a dipshit in boots and a belly shirt with shit on him. So, like, that deserves an explanation. So,
dude, that rarely ever happens to me. But, like, I'd say 2 years ago, we went to the Downingtown movie theater. It was me, Missy, and Hoofpate. And and I don't know what happened, but as soon as we left, I realized that I had to, like, shit real bad, like, uncontrollably. And I'm just, like, thinking about it. I'm like, okay, if I just sit down in the car, I could probably make it back to the house. And I'm just trying not to think about it. And then after 20 minutes of driving, I literally made it to where my fence starts at the house. And then I started to think about typing in the gate code, driving all the way to the edge, and then walking to the back door, and then getting a key, and then opening it, and then I'm like, this is going to take too long. I pulled over at the fence, and I was like, I can't take it anymore. So I shit at the edge of my fence, and I literally drove 20 minutes, and I couldn't even make it two more minutes. Like, I just saw my fence. I was like, I can't do this.
I wonder if that's mentally knowing that.
I like chocolate.
Like, I literally would have shit myself.
Or I won't budge.
I don't know if it's mental, because I think sometimes it's just, like, laziness. I've sat on my couch before. This happens probably once a year to me because I'm such a dirtbag, I guess. But, like, I've sat on my couch and my bathroom's 10 feet away, and I'll shit myself. Because I'm like, no,
are
I'll
you
wait.
Kidding me?
No, I'm not. Like, it sucks to say. Like, you know when you dance in front of the toilet And, like, I always have a belt on. And sometimes I'm, my belt gets trimmed.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, yeah, no, dude.
Like, when you're standing there, you got to go. And you're, like, you're tapping your feet because you got to go. You just got to get your pants down.
Like, wait. Yeah. You're kidding, though. But, like, you'll shit yourself.
No, I swear to God, I'm telling the truth.
So you basically need the Depends undergarments for lazy people rather than the elderly.
Well, if there's, like, if the show sucks, then I'll take a shit.
No.
I'm telling you,
don't want to miss a part of a TV show to get up to go to the bathroom. You'd rather just have an accident.
I swear to God, we can put Rachel on the loudspeaker of the phone right now, and she'll confirm what I'm saying.
Wait, you just sit there in your own shit?
No, dude, I don't sit there in my shit. Like,
unbelievable.
Like, I'll just, like, it cut, you know, I don't know, whatever. Fuck
it is unbelievable. Wait,
don't judge me.
Bam, did I ever tell you about the time I shit my basement sink?
Oh, God. About the one in the bar again?
I could not get up. I was drinking Coronas and hot sauce, you know, that Michelada thing I always drink. And I had about half a bottle of hot sauce in me.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. So I'm in my basement doing my laundry, and I have one of those old, you know, it's a 100-year-old house, so it has one of those humongous porcelain sinks, and it had a clog in it, so there was all this water in it. I was like, fuck it, I can't make it up the stairs. So it's all dripping down the side. You know how it sounds, it's all gurgling out, all bubbly, right? So I re-it in there, and I think it's just going to go down. You know, I figure it's just going to wash away. And I didn't realize there was a clog in the sink. And it just went in all this water. About a week later, I went in there. I went down there and...
A week later.
Dude, there were big, clear, tubular worms. About, like a foot long each.
That's fucking disgusting.
I feel like I'm gonna vomit.
Dude,
right now.
I was so fucking freaked, all sick. Wiggling and squiggling in the shit water. And I got so fucking freaked out, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. So I poured bleach in there to kill the motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
And I immediately went to the doctor.
You're definitely fired now, Frost.
I went to the doctor.
Yeah, I was going to hire you back, but
you're fucking
fired.
I described to him what I saw, and he said, well, that's normal. There are microbes in your shit, which actually fucking hates. Like, no, you don't have a tapeworm or anything like that. It's a natural thing. When shit sits stagnant in the water, he's like, you know, like down a sewer, there's all kinds of weird life that people don't even know about. It's his own microcosm.
There's life in the sewer pipe.
Is that like Jenkem in there?
Freaked me the fuck out.
Did you get high walking in there?
Did you throw the sink away? Did you replace the sink?
It's like 500 pounds. It's a big old ass.
So it's still there.
Well, no. I poured the bleach in there and I stirred it around. It eventually all went down.
Jesus,
it was so awful. It was like a horror movie. Like,
and
I've just never seen big, thick, clear worms all squiggling and wiggling. yucky.
Like, what do you think their diameter was?
Their diameter was like each was about as thick as my index finger.
How long did it take for them to get there?
Christ.
About a week.
What the fuck did you? Why didn't you just get rid of it?
I didn't know. I didn't go down the basement. I didn't even do my laundry.
Dude, you shit in your sink. You go check that thing later. You'll leave it for a fucking week.
You clean it up when you feel better.
Fucking hell.
Is there a turn of Jenkem in there?
All right, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you another one I've never told anybody before. Never mind.
Oh, God.
So you already started now.
Once you do that shit, you tell it.
All right. Should we go to the song first and tell it when we come back? So you guys are
Yes, sir.
You're on a roll now, though.
We're not going to forget.
All right, guys, when we come back, the shit story Joe Frantz never told.
Fuck you, you're fired. Let's hear this agonist right now from Montreal. It's basically Cradle of Filth with a pretty hot singer. Let's rock.
Oh.
And it's coming on soon.
Sure it is.
Oh, wait, let me tell you the title. I don't even have the...
What's it called?
I'm slow today.
It's number two on the track.
Google
I'm slow
it.
Today. What's the name of the band?
The Agonist. They stayed at the house all night, and Dune Buggy's pretty much total, but hey, it was pretty fun.
Shit, I'll take that thing.
And they were pretty nice, right, Mizzy?
Yeah, they were really nice, but I thought that they were the haunted.
When did you figure out that it wasn't?
Five minutes ago.
Get
you just
the
said it on
fuck
the
out of here.
God.
Oh, man.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, with
the haunted, she has a spooky voice. I don't know. It made sense to me.
The Haunted is a guy singer. Everybody knows that.
I don't know who The Haunted is.
Everybody knows that.
But not me.
I didn't know.
Let's put...
Come on! Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
Roller Rager, Roller Rager. He's rolling around and he's feeling the danger. Not how it goes.
Not how it goes.
Not how it goes.
Major.
It's a major label.
It's a major label.
It's an indie label.
Dude, you know what? Like, filming this video, coming up.
What?
A1 Roller Rager.
Well, we'll be CKY. Shooting it. We'll be shooting it today when this airs.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, yeah, it is true. Yeah.
So, well.
Was that the point of the story?
No, there's so many rules of what you can't do that, like, you know.
No, I wouldn't.
You have to have futuristic weapons, like stuff that
don't
kids can't
give
get.
It away.
I'm not, but I'm saying,
you
like.
Did.
No, come on. Yeah, but they don't know what it is.
Let's let it see.
But I'm just saying, like, if you have a razor blade or a bat or something like that, like, then a kid could go do that, blame it on the video, and then you're in trouble. Why can't parents take responsibility or the kids? It's fucking ridiculous.
Blame it on the rain.
Raise their children.
Why can't there be a test for parenthood? I mean, fuck, man, you gotta take a test to drive a car. But, I mean, I don't know.
I just don't see how, like, okay, you watch a movie or whatever, and then, like, let's just say a bunch of rappers go out and shoot somebody, and then somebody does the same thing, and then they blame it on the movie?
Tit for tat,
Dad.
It was a copycat crime.
It's bullshit.
I just did it. It was a copycat crime. I didn't know what illegal. I saw on Boys in the Hood.
Tit for tat.
Well, I didn't know. I saw it on Boys in the Hood.
You know what it is? It's all case law. So the lawyers at, you know, any kind of network or label have to look at the case law. I have to see what happened in courts to set precedent for what they could possibly get sued for. And then they see, like, some fucking moron throws a bowling ball off of a bridge.
Well, I saw it on Beavis and Butthead. I didn't know.
How do you not
the
know?
The kid saw it on Beavis and Butthead. So what if he killed an old lady with a fucking bowling ball off a bridge?
The penalty...
Let's sue Beavis and Butthead.
The penalty should be kill your parents for being morons. How about that?
I think in a case like that, the parents... I don't know. I think a judge... I guess he can't...
Wouldn't it be great if a judge actually was like, okay, you slipped on a grape at a grocery store and you won $1 million.
Yes, I do.
You're an idiot. Get the fuck out of here. Like, deal with it. You have a hipper. So what?
Well, you know...
You have a hipper.
It does go the other way. For example, you know, of course... The first thing that comes to mind is the woman who, quote, spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. You guys remember that
one? Yes.
Well, now, McDonald's was actually, as it turns out, which is highly unpublicized, the fact that McDonald's was making their coffee so boiling hot because they were offering free refills. So they made it so fucking scalding that it took about an hour to get to a drinkable temperature. So the coffee actually melted the styrofoam cup on the woman's lap, melted through the cup, and gave her a third-degree burn on her vagina.
Would you hump it?
I've had worse.
Who?
You want names? Do you want names or do you want a list?
I think that's definitely sue-worthy. It's not like she just spilled it on herself. It melted the cup and burned her vagina. I would sue if that happened
third
to me.
Degree.
I didn't disagree with that one.
Yeah, that's
I disagree
horrible.
With slipping on a grape at a grocery store. You're an idiot. You're a moron and you're clumsy. How about that?
Well, there are people who make their livings by going into apartment buildings and slipping on stairs. And like what one of the techniques con artists will do is they go into an apartment building and they make friends with the landlord's kid. And, like, you know, they bring them candy and stuff like that. So they make real good friends with them. And then they fall down
that
the steps.
That just sounds wrong already.
And then
it?
They fall down the
bring
steps
them candy.
In front of the kid. And so when the kid goes to court, it's like they, you know, so basically they have to pit. The child is pitted against its own parent, which is very sick if you think about it. Am I bringing down the show here?
Franz.
Talking about case law and legalities.
Please tell me a joke that you did on the road when we were in Maine. I talked about this yesterday, but I mean, not yesterday,
last week.
Yeah, but you weren't even here and you didn't bring the fucking tape and you didn't do it again.
Well, I didn't know we were going on the radio today, so I didn't bring the tape, which you will hear soon. But what we did was we developed kind of like a little stupid stand-up routine that I would do in front of people, which kind of evolved out of me acting like an asshole.
But purposely horrible, horrible jokes. So the whole point of the story is for the whole crowd to be like, fuck you, you pussy, and get off the stage. You're not even funny.
Yeah, the whole point to the routine was to make as many people feel as uncomfortable as possible for as long of a period as possible. So I would kind of stand up there and be like, hey, everybody, how you doing? This is the Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour by Monster Energy Drink. Here's Bam Margera. of Bam Margera of Jackass and Viva La Bam. You know him, you love him, you've seen him on the CKY videos. It's Mark the Sasquatch Hanna. and like, so now... I'm coming on strong, and I'm making these weird noises in between introductions. Everything, okay, and they're kind of clapping everything, and then so I introduce everyone the first time,
fucking nuts,
and then I start introducing everyone the second time. So everyone gets a second, who gets introduced twice? And I'm like, okay, everybody. So before we and then I do the crash and burn.
They must have thought
I start
that you're on so many drugs or something, and then you get all nervous.
Yeah, yeah. So
and then you start holding the paper and shaking it, and then swigging a beer and spilling it out of your mouth, and then wiping it with your stupid flannel.
I pronounce every I pronounce every nervous tick known to man. I'm like winking one eye. I'm like sniffing. I'm like contorting my face. I'm standing in an awkward position in front of fucking hundreds of people.
You're reading off the paper,
and reading
too.
Off a paper, and my hand is visibly shaking the paper.
But why were you so confident and had all this energy beforehand?
Yeah, and then you just crash and burn. It's like
these people in the crowd are probably, what the fuck?
They don't know what. Yeah, my personality just changes.
I heard people go, "You suck."
Yeah,
I heard that.
Yeah, so I basically go,
drop the mic, loser.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I come on strong. I go from fucking Casey Kasem to Don Knotts in fucking 5 minutes, right? So then I start my stand-up routine. Like, okay, everybody, Casey Kasem, remember he did the fucking...
I just think that the audience is a little younger.
Yeah, well, my fault. So now I say one of the kids yelled, get off the stage, Dad!
What about the one girl in the corner that you made eye contact with in mid-horrible joke? And she just goes...
Her whole body shrunk like a foot. She's like, when's this guy gonna... Her body expression conveyed the fact she could not wait for me to dry up and blow away. Like, so it's okay. So let me... Yeah, this is pretty much what the crowd sounds like. So I'm like, so here's me. I'm like, hey, everybody, how's it going? It's a good crowd, great town. I love this town because it's not like my town. My town is, there's only one bar. Boo! But,
right, guys?
But, it's 5 miles long. Right, guys?
Yay!
You know what I mean, guys? No.
Grass skirts.
Well, hey, in my town, all the girls wear grass skirts, guys. Boo. You know, like that. But all boys have lawnmowers.
Yay.
You know what I mean? It's like you do the old thing. And then
in my town, girls wear skirts, you know, down to their ankles. Boo. But they start at their knees. Yay.
Yeah, so everyone starts reacting like that. And then I go into the knock-knock jokes, which is like, who gets up? What comedian tells knock-knock jokes? But the
crowd knock-knock joke can never be funny.
Yeah. By definition, knock-knock jokes cannot be funny. But the big crowd pleaser was this. Did you guys hear about the European actor whose name was Penis Van Lesbian? That's right. His name was Penis Van Lesbian. But to change it in front of American audiences, they had to change it to Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke. Get it? It pulled the old switcheroo, guys. Guys?
Get this pussy off the stage.
Sorry, that's my stand-up.
You suck!
Yeah.
What was the instruments in there?
Oh, yeah. Well, my last girlfriend, she had a great butt. Believe me, it was a great butt. And her butt was like a symphony, you know, an orchestra, because there were a lot of instruments in there. A lot of instruments in there. You know what I mean, guys? Because, like, so now you guys know. Wait, I learned another one. My girlfriend's butt was like finding $125. You think of all the things you can do with it.
you could do with that?
Dollars.
Wait,
dollars.
Guys,
dollars.
I know another one. I was like, you just keep on. No,
you said, I learned another. Wait, okay. Guys, I learned another one.
Yeah, no, now, if you're paying attention, the one out of every 10, 15 people who are really paying attention is like, appreciates the humor. The rest of the people are like, when's this fucking douchebag going to die? I'm like counting the days so I can piss on his grave.
This all started at the power sports place.
Yeah. Street
bike thing.
You were on fire there, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude.
That's what got you the motivation. Yeah. You're like, because we were laughing so bad. You're like, all right, on the next one, I'm going to do a horrible, horrible stand-up comedy routine.
Yeah, it was Central Maine Power Sports. They had these trick riders come, and I didn't even know the name of the team. I forgot the name of the team.
You're like,
and
congratulate.
Yeah, I'm like, and I don't know anything about motorsports. So they're doing all these great tricks, these crazy burnouts, the flips and everything. I'm like, oh, check out that dude. Yeah, he's doing that thing. Check him out. Dude, he knows how to. Yeah, I couldn't do that. Right, guys? Yeah,
who saw that sweet skinny burnout? Yeah.
And then I ran out of shit to say about the motorcycle dudes. I just started going through the audience. Oh, look at this dude here. There's like a 15-year-old emo dude sitting there. Everybody here's a cool dude. Stand here. You can tell he's cool, by the way. He's dressed, yeah. And like, I just keep looking over at you and everybody and Hannah and everyone. You guys are just taking so much pleasure out of it. I had to keep it going.
Did we film that?
Yeah, that's all on film.
Oh, man. I need to see it.
You probably have the tapes, and we'll probably never see it, just like your pinky.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it.
When?
Soon.
You're embarrassed, aren't you? Because you threatened to leave, and then you're like, fuck you guys, I'm out of here, and I quit this tour. And then you walk down the hallway at the hotel, and then you go to a dead end. I'm like, where are you going, you moron? If you're threatening to leave, at least go out the door. You're going to a dead end.
Hey, dude, I've made
And then you have to walk past us.
I've done way more embarrassing things. I have to wait.
Then they ask if you want to press charges, and you say yes.
I didn't say yes. The fucking stupid roadie who was with
me. You were wasted.
No, the stupid roadie who was with me made it seem so shady. He said, now, let me ask you a question. He broke his finger, and we can't really say he did it. Now, like, all we have to do is come in with a broken finger, get it fucking fixed, and leave. He's like,
it sounds like the mafia.
Yeah. He's like, now, what happened? I need to know if it's broken in a good place, because he can't describe how we broke it to the doctor.
He's the one who did it in the first place.
The whole thing was just, God, what a fucking goddamn nightmare.
Well, do you know who it was? Yeah, I know who it was. Well, do you want to press charges?
At first I was like, no, I don't really want it. They're like, well, if someone came and broke your finger maliciously, you need to press charges. That's the way it works. You want to do it? I'm like, well, I guess that's the way. Well, you know what? I found out what it was that drove me that crazy that night was they gave me shots without me knowing it at the bar. They were like, hey, check out this new soft drink. It's called Shui, and I cannot handle hard liquor.
Shui?
Yeah, and I'm a stupid ass. I'm like, oh, Shui, sounds great. So I'm like, oh, yeah. So it had like fucking 5 shots in it, and I cannot do hard liquor. I go crazy. So that was an attribute that I recently found out about. So the moral of the story is don't slip your friend's shots.
But then after that, Bam was boxing the lamp in the corner.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, the whole night was good.
Yeah.
The whole night was good. It will be edited soon. But we got so much I got 17 hours of footage for this last tour. So much going. How about Novak going into the bar? How about us turning that bar into a gay bar? Did you talk about that last time?
And you didn't even show up. Faggot.
But you can probably tell it better than we did.
Oh, thanks, Jake.
Novak,
we'll leave it at that.
Novak walks into this bar, and we're not even it was just a random stop. We're like, all right, let's just have a drink. There's 1 hour left. It's 1 a.m. Bar's closed at 2. Let's go here. Novak just walks instantly in, takes off his clothes, jumps over the bar, and starts bartending naked. And all the tips that he got, he was just shoving up his ass.
And
then he had a pretzel up his ass that he did like 3 hours before that he forgot about. Then he went out. He walked out of the bar, not even 2 feet from the door. He shits out the pretzel. And the owner's sitting there just like, what the fuck is going on?
But that was like a hot, spicy, like a... pretzel.
How did you know? You taste it?
Yeah, because we're eating them all day.
You tasted the one in his ass?
No.
Oh.
It was the same one.
No way.
Speaking of shit, Franz kind of looped around telling his never told
shit
story. Oh. Didn't think I was going to let you get away with that.
Well, I did dig a hole for myself. Okay. I know that, like, I know that right now my future wife is listening, and she's never going to fucking go out with me because she's going to hear this story, and my whole fucking karma with my future wife will... Well, anyway.
It's like the time you blew shit on the toilet bowl bar.
So here's what happened. I was going out with a girl at Rhode Island School of Design years ago, and she wanted to go to this concert, and it was a... It was an orchestra. So we go...
Do it again.
What? What? All right, anyway. So she... I don't know what that is. I don't know what's so funny here. So we go to the concert, and I had to take shit so bad that it was... Okay, I get the point. All right. I don't know why that's funny. Okay, so we're in the middle of a concert. It was Mussorgsky Pictures at an exhibition. It's a big concert hall we go to. And I had to fucking take a shit real bad. So I excuse myself. I go to the bathroom. And I notice in the bathroom someone had already taken a mean diarrhea. And it was just shitty diarrhea toilet paper in the bowl.
No one else can hear this. If you don't have headphones on, you don't understand what we're laughing about.
It's the sound effect. I guess it's funny.
They're amazing.
Should I not tell the rest of the story?
Keep going.
I didn't know where you started. I'm into sound effects.
I didn't even know there was a story at this point.
You're fired.
All right. Wait, who's fired? Me or Jay?
No, you.
All right. Should I continue to tell the story?
Yeah. I'll get you new story music.
Right. You can't concentrate
with everyone laughing.
You can't play that song anymore.
Dude, that sound is just...
Because I'll just laugh the whole time.
What's your story?
If you want to hear me laugh for an hour, then play that.
So what should we talk about?
Let's talk about playing this Riverboat Gambler song, because I got a piss. All right, this song's called Victory Lap, and it's off their new album, Underneath the Owl. Riverboat Gamblers, they live in Austin, Texas. Yeah, Radio Bam, Series 28.
Cafeloni and the sun at our backs. listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Yeah, man. What'd you think of that, Franz?
It's the best thing I've ever heard. What was it?
Riverboat Gamblers.
Where were the flutes?
I don't know. Why? Should a riverboat gambler have a flute?
I'm just so old that all the music I listen to has flutes in it. There we go. This is my kind of tune. Back in the old country. Sounds like Mike Feedback music.
That guy sucks at it.
It's horrible. It's like a recorder.
It's a big yeah.
You're gonna have to pick a new.
You should get on stage
here
and play a recorder. Yeah,
you know what's funny, Chad, is that a lot of people, like the first year you were playing the sound effects, everyone thought it was Deco. Like that noise that Deco played was so funny. It's like Deco wasn't even on the radio then. Like, but where do you, Chad, find inspiration for all these sounds that you bring? That's a good one. Play the boner noise.
What's the boner noise?
The losing the boner noise and the gaining the boner noise.
The soft on? Let's hear the soft on first.
It's hard to find.
Or I guess it would be a soft off.
Okay.
Right.
Damn. I forget what that is, man.
We have our charge.
I forget that. Okay. I know what it is.
Is this the soft off?
Ladies and gentlemen, a boner. No, that's losing a boner. And let's hear the boner rise.
I don't know.
That guy's confused. That's a bisexual getting a boner.
That's not like jerking off.
What else? Whoa, that's a stiffy right there, dude. You just saw a girl pick up a can of peas at the AMP.
Can you play that one sound effect that had us laughing?
Oh, if you're out there listening, sign on to my site. It's myname.com. Click on updates and then go to I Fucked Your Wife. Pretty fucking funny, dude. 30 times, I still can't get enough.
Yeah, but it should be called I Fucked My Wife because that's what you're doing.
Right, Chad?
Right.
That's what he said when he was when he was a half a bottle of Jack deep.
Why was he mad about it?
I don't know. He was mad because you drank all that Jack. He didn't even remember opening it.
I wasn't mad.
I love how your impersonation of Chad is the exact same as your impersonation of Novak.
I know.
It is similar.
Isn't it weird how that works out?
It is similar.
It's crazy.
It's not similar for any good reason.
Dude, Hannah was supposed to...
It should be called I Fucked My Wife because that's what you're doing.
Dude, Hannah was supposed to...
Everybody knows it's your wife.
Yeah, but Dunn's playing the part.
That's if you
it was one big funny
time.
Joke. We were just having fun, man.
Can you
Wait,
do a Dunn impersonation?
Fun, I suppose.
A Dunn?
Yeah.
You were
there
really,
isn't really
I
one.
Can do, I can do
You're
Dunn.
Really having sex What's on it?
No. I showed my mom it, and she was laughing her ass off, but she's like, are you really doing that? I'm like, no.
I
got boxes on sometimes.
I like the up the stairs
sometimes.
Part.
Sometimes. Let's hear your Dunn
up
impression.
Up the stairs?
Your Dunn impression.
Yeah, dude, the up the stairs thing was funny in fast motion. It was so weird.
Let's hear Dunn.
I emailed,
Dunn.
Okay, here's me when you know he has that shop. He's always working on cars. So one day I go to a shop. I'm like, I'm dying to find out what the fuck he's doing all the time over there. I'm like, what the fuck is? Because I asked
Zach's
three,
always there. What is he
you.
Doing?
I asked three dudes
dude,
who work
tell
there.
Stories and stories about. What
yeah, dude. I asked
there.
Three dudes who work know. There, and I'm like, how? What does he do out there? Like, we don't really know.
Well,
we
Zach
work
is there
stuff.
All the time. I want to know.
Fuck you.
What is he? I'm not kidding. What the fuck does he do there?
He doesn't do shit.
Fuck you.
He watches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He watches
it's Eastbound and Down.
He watches Top Gear.
Yeah.
And he drinks energy drinks. And then when they kick in, he goes inside the shop area.
It starts tearing
and
apart.
Fucks it up. And then makes Cam put it back together.
Like takes shit apart like a meth addict?
Dude, no. Like a fucking. Like a. You just let a monkey into a store and they just start ripping shit apart. Yeah.
Here's Dunn when you go to visit him. He wants to show you everything. He's like, okay. First, it's like now he has that like real gruff voice from fucking, you know, nine packs a day for the past 20 years. Okay, Franz, so like, okay, this is right here. Okay, you gotta check this out. Okay, this is a CD player, but it's when they had the dual lasers. They had the dual lasers in 1984. They had to because they had to make a law that you couldn't get the dual lasers because what the dual lasers? Everyone was afraid they would couple the lasers now with like other things. So, but I have that one, and there was one in a box. And I got it like all special. So over here, okay. Now, if think about a car, right? Now, a car goes like the cars that I drive. They go like 220 miles an hour, right? That fast. So now the decibels, right? Now, think about a sound decibel. They don't go that fast. So now you gotta optimize. it's a sound system in the car. Why are you going fast? So what? So I have this speaker here, and then the speaker's actually speaking. But and so I'm like, wow, Don. So let me get this straight. So let me get this straight.
How do you possibly get that straight?
Pumps out the decibels as fast as the speed of the car. So therefore, the car kind of becomes a speaker in and of itself.
That's right.
I'm like, that's great, Don. What are you going to production to make all that money? Because, well, it's entirely impractical. It'll never work. You can't go into production. I'm like, he goes, hold it. So I pick it up. It's like fucking
It's like 500 pounds.
Dude, he lives in his and I'm like, world, man.
Yeah, it's like, the speaker's 500 pounds. Plus, the speaker's so powerful, it had to have a special power source so that it was, you know, it could actually work. So therefore, you had to take a race car with the outside so fast and be light, and then you had to double the weight.
It's
entirely impractical. It's not going to work. And I'm like, well, Don, did you have to build it to find out it wouldn't work? I just needed to build it. I needed to get it done. I'm like, what the f-? Don,
he's like Willy Wonka, Don, man. It's his own little world.
Don, calm down. Take an aspirin. Like, start smoking pot. I don't know, man. Just slow.
Joe, I went in there one time, and he had, you know how he has all those cameras with, like, the little tripods and shit?
Yeah.
And he had taken apart his pinball machine, or the bowling machine at his house. And he had taken, about 300 pictures of him rewiring the bowling machine and zooming in at different angles and showing me all these pictures, right? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, let me just show you something real quick on YouTube. And he was like, that's fucking stupid. Why would I want to look at that? I was like, why would I want to look at 300 pictures of you rewiring a fucking bowling alley? I was like, fuck you. Let's go get something to eat, Ryan. I fucking hate watching people chew.
I hate watching people chew.
Dude, you know what the weird part is, though? When he had that special CD player from 1984 with the fucking dual lasers, I'm like, cool. I'm like, let's hear some sounds, bro. He tells me how he optimized the whole shape of the room to make it sound, you know, better than any sound system in the world, basically. And I'm like, well, lay some sounds on me. He fucking puts on Lionel Richie, White Nights. What was that song?
He loves Lionel.
Say you, say me, bring it together, natural. I'm like, we're listening to Lionel Richie. You have the world's best CD player and the world's best sound system for Lionel Richie. And he's in heaven. He's sitting there smoking those fucking cigars.
Oh, he's crazy.
How does he make any money out of that place?
Dude, he doesn't, man. He doesn't. Holy shit, dude. I walked into his office the other day. This is what you know is office is like 8 foot by 10 foot. This motherfucker had a high powered rifle. Literally, it's like this breakaway BB gun that's super high powered with a fucking telescopic scope on this motherfucker that can reach out and touch the moon. And he's shooting at a target 8 feet away from him looking through the scope.
Wow. Whoa. Oh my God.
Didn't he hit something across the street at A. Dewey Pile?
Yeah.
What was it?
They like shot his like helicopter, remote control helicopter out of the sky. Which he
really?
Spends, oh dude, he spends like thousands of dollars on remote control helicopters.
Oh, that's great.
And then they never use them. So if you go into his basement, there's about 10 grand worth of like remote control cars.
So, man, what'd you do at work today? You know, you get a lot of clients with it? Nah, we got a BB gun, and then we had a remote control helicopter, and then we were just trying to shoot it down.
We had a sniper contest inside my office.
So, I asked Angie about him. I was like, what is Don up to? She's like, smelling. For what?
Oh,
he's like, look, he doesn't bathe. He spends all his time there, doesn't want to have sex, and then he stinks. He doesn't wash.
He made me throw up in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
It's because he shoved his finger up his ass. Wow. And like I'm like being like Susie Homemaker. It's when we all lived at Union Street, making everybody fucking dinner. And he shoves his finger up his ass and then shoves it up my nose. And I think I had a thing of yogurt in my hand.
What's that called?
Dude, the stink finger? I don't know.
Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah. No, but he went up my nose with it. And so I'm in
That's
there.
That's called something
like
different.
A piece of shit stuck in my nose. So I'm in the bathroom with a bar of soap trying to get it. And like, he's the most gruel mother, like gruel. Yeah, that's the only word to describe the smell of his ass.
Zach, were you the guy who wore his cum shirt to the bar?
No, it was Cam.
That was Cameron?
I was working the door because we have a black light above the door. He goes, hey, Ryan, I borrowed your shirt.
No, Don goes, Cameron, where'd you get that shirt? He's like,
Oh, yeah, I had to borrow his shirt, yeah, from you. Sorry.
Joke's on like, you, Don. I got well, your shirt.
Where did you get it? He's like, I don't know. I found it on the floor. He's like, stand under that black light. That's been my cum rag for the last 2 months.
It so was.
It really was.
Fuck
dude.
You. Dude, why do Cameron and Dunn look exactly alike these days? They got the same thing going on. Isn't that weird? They got the same facial hair?
Well, it's simple. It's a white t-shirt and then jeans.
But they have the same beard, like the same texture. Like, I didn't think anyone could get Dunn's beard texture.
Tattoos.
They have similar tattoos?
I think so.
Huh. It's weird, man. They're like mad scientists, man. They're so smart, and they can do so much shit, but they just watch Top Gear all day and shoot sniper rifles.
I walked in there just playing video games one day and just had pizza.
How about that pompous?
Oh, my God.
Who
it's 103K.
Who shows up with an Audi R8. And he's like, he shows up and his watch is like upside down and he's always trying to show it. And then
jeans and a blazer.
What did you say? You were like, so what do you do? He's like, well, I pretty much do nothing. I come from money and I live at Rittenhouse Square and I don't really do anything. Yeah. But I do have this Audi R8 and I do have an Audi S8. And I also, oh,
the
was
Porsche
that?
GT3.
Yeah.
Dude, but he had a lisp and he was so he was horrible.
Oh, wait, my phone's ringing. Oh, Trump Towers. Oh, let me answer this, guys.
I have to take that one, guys. I'm really sorry about this.
He basically sounds like the most unfun person I've ever fucking heard of.
He was horrible.
Well, when he left, I found these brass knuckles, and then I still saw him at the red light. I thought maybe I could catch him.
Beat his little ass. He had, like, this little crony that was just along sucking his balls the whole time. He was like, yeah, that R8 is pretty fast. He's also at the Porth. And
he also has.
Inside of 3 minutes, I knew where all of his houses were, how much money he had, all the cars he drove.
Yeah, I heard that.
He just met you
3 minutes ago, and he's telling you how much he's worth?
Oh,
does that?
He threw up his life story into my lap. I hated him for it.
And now, wait, where did you meet this guy?
He showed up at Ryan's shop.
Straight up, I asked. I was like, done. I was like, how do you know that guy? He's like, I don't really. He just kind of pulled up to brag.
They're here for the sniper competition.
I guess he saw the nice cars in there or whatever.
Remember he looked at your Lamborghini?
He looks at the Lamborghini and goes, I mean, see, you look at this Lamborghini here, and I mean, you just see them driving around all the time. Oh, yeah, I actually saw 8 purple Lamborghinis on the way here. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, we went golfing yesterday at Old Masters down Route 3, and that prick drove past us in the Porsche. I wanted to hit the golf ball right into it.
Dude, why do so many car, like, cool car dudes always, like, out trying cool car each other? Like,
what the fuck kind of comment is you see... Oh, you see these Lamborghinis driving around all day long. Since when and where? Because I sure haven't.
Dude,
LA?
People get so jealous.
Maybe.
People get so jealous.
Not here.
Dude,
not here,
man, no. when you had the Ferrari, he was like this dude I know was like, so what's Bam driving now? I'm like, oh, he just got like a Ferrari. And he's like, oh, well, my friend has the Ferrari Spider. Like, that's your friend. Like, you're bragging on your friend's car, dipshit.
Yeah, well, big deal. My friend has the Spider.
Who still says K?
Yeah, I'm like, man, yeah, well, you know what? These are 104K these days. No shit, it's 104K. What do I think it is, 104 wampum?
Like, rump.
Rubies. Oh, 104. What was that, wampum? No, dollars. You know, K.
Dolores.
Yeah, hey, in the Minghai Street Seller Tour, did you tell the story where Chiodo got his own room because he thought he was anticipating getting laid?
And what happened?
We didn't tell this last week. Yeah, no. Joe Chiodo, Lightning Chiodo, who did the assistant camera work in Ming Hag's movie, and also made a cameo as the pizza boy. Well, he... Thank you. He thought it would be a good idea, all drunk, to get himself an extra room, even though I got him his own room with you, G.
Yes.
But he needed his own room because he thought he might get laid because some girl was kind of coming on to him.
Yes.
He goes and gets his own room, doesn't tell anybody he did
nope.
so. Disappears, leaves all...
Did he pay for it himself?
Yes, paid for it himself, $250, leaves all his camera gear with all these fucking strangers he was partying with us all over his room. So I go to get everyone for the, you know, we're leaving the next day. I'm like, where is Chiodo? Nobody knows. We're now an hour late. I'm packing up Chiyoda's expensive gear, which is just all over the room. I go to the concierge. I'm like, look, one of my guys is gone. Did you see him leave? Thank you. I could have used that call when I was looking for Chiyoda. So I finally make them tell me, against their policy, that Chiyoda got another room. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm pounding on the door. I'm calling him. I'm punching the door. Boom, 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 boom. Finally opens the door. What? I'm like, Chiyoda, it's 9 o'clock. What about be in the lobby at 8 o'clock? Don't you understand? Everyone else in the fucking tour is waiting for you. And he goes, what? I'm like, downstairs now, dude. Get your shit together. If you can't fucking handle drinking, don't drink. And he's like, what? Wait, what? Why is everyone mad at me? I'm like, you held us up for an hour. We're supposed to be on the radio right now promoting a fucking tour.
Dude, all I wanted to do was to sleep at that hotel, and those walls were fucking paper thin. There were seriously, like, Spanish people fucking next to me and
that
talking
was,
Spanish.
Yeah, that was
and
Rhode
then,
Island hotel.
Then a door kept slamming, and I believe I was next to, like, the room service door because it kept opening and closing. And then upstairs there was a fucking Tai Bo class going on or something. Because it was, like, pounding up and down. It was the loudest fucking hotel I've ever been at. Couldn't sleep. Yeah. I sat there from 4 in the morning till like, noon, just sitting there mad.
Kids were jumping from above me in Hannah's room. Kids, were, you could hear them jumping from floor to bed to floor to bed.
Yeah.
For fucking 4 hours.
I heard it, too.
I'm like, whose parents let them do that? Whose parents aren't overly annoyed? So
I believe, actually, that it was the maid had her kids with her, and they were just jumping around.
Yeah.
And it was right above us. And vacuums were going off. God damn. It was
going off.
going off.
I think that it was like paper drywall. But, dude, how about Chiyoda getting a whole other room anticipating getting late and not getting late?
He didn't seal the deal yet.
If you're going to pay $250 to get a room, you better have sealed the deal beforehand.
Yeah. You better at least get jerked off. $250 fucking.
Yeah.
He got laid, I think, the following night because I woke up and some girl
Yeah, but that doesn't
him.
Count.
I know.
Yeah,
but,
G.
But it made up for it.
It made up for it?
I don't know. No, actually.
I know you don't know. What are you talking about?
Now, how do you feel about Louis old, of the Moxie
the
fondling your girlfriend's Kim's boobs in the opening sequence of the CKY video? Now, I can't promise it's going to make the actual video cut, but we did film it. And what about the kiss scene?
I'm not going to say what they're wearing,
but we did tell Louis to kiss her, and he had to do it for the camera.
Ooh.
Isn't that kind of like upset?
Isn't that like a lesbian scene anyway?
Oh, man, dude. but we did have Kim's boobs born a little bit. Like, we could see the nice sides of them.
I just think you're horny.
You know, it is weird, though. The other week on the radio, you were like, yeah, Kim walks around naked. I pictured it. Does that make me a bad friend, guys?
I don't know. I'm digging this music.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, yeah.
This is like jam on it.
Fuck yeah. You guys...
Chad, could you,
you guys mind if I dance around?
Yeah. Delaware whore. Sing the song.
What? Delaware whore?
Yeah.
What about the Delaware whore?
You know what?
Walk around singing this.
Hey man, I hate to say it, but it's time to go, and all I want to do is hear Hellions on Parade by CKY because it just leaked on the internet, and by God, we need to hear it right about now.
Oh.
Yeah, new CKY album, May 19th. On Roadrunner Records called Carver City.
Yeah, and last time I checked, it's awesome.
Yeah Chad, I hate to admit it, but it
why do you
awesome.
Hate to admit it?
Wow, it's our best record. Here's Hellions on the Parade.
Oh yeah, and we're out of here too. I'm going to Children of Bodom. Later.
That's Radio Bam for this week. We're done. Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.